We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning Pei Ches Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom at the two dots. It's said in the Mishnah that if your Isha gets married with a Eid Echad, and she gets remarried to someone else, and then her husband shows up, the halach is Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. She has to get divorced from both husbands, and she needs a get from both of them. She needs a get Mizeh Umizeh. She needs a get from the first husband, her original husband, and from the new husband, she needs a get as well. So Gemara has a question. Bishlam Rebbe Marisha in Tibayi get, we understand, he did get, because her husband never died, so she's still married to the first husband. Elam Isheni, Amai, why didn't he get from the second husband? She was an Eishishish. Eishishish gets Kedushin from a new man. The halach is, it's not Chal the Kedushin, so why didn't he get? Amai, it's Nus Pa'amahu. It's all it is Nus. It's a mistake. It's Nus. And it's not a Kedushin at all. So why would he need a get from the second husband? Amrav Huna. People see that she was married first to Reuven. Reuven died. Then she marries Yankel, and then she gets divorced from Yankel. She leaves Yankel and she marries someone else, and she wasn't going to get from Yankel. So they're thinking that you're allowed to get remarried even without getting a get, and that's not true. They don't understand that the Baharag Baraglo, the dead man, came back. They don't realize that whole story, and they see she was married to Yankel, living together with Yankel. All of a sudden, she leaves Yankel out of get. A get has a kail, they know she doesn't have a get. So the nimsa is, it's just yetzibla get. So therefore we make a gzeira, she needs a get, because people are going to think that she was married to the second one with a good kedushin, good nesu'in, and therefore you need a get. Frek the marakasha, yachi, let's see what it says in the sefer, which means the mishnah later on, daf tzadik beis. Yachi sefer, diktani, omru la, it says in the sefer, what about a case of omru la, an aide came and told her, meis bailech, your husband died, miskacha. And she went, it was a mekadesh to Yaakov, not a nesu'in, just kedushin. Then the dead man came back walking. Then with her lach, let her go back to the first husband. Why? Because you only had kedushin. You never did an iser. She never actually got the nesu'in, had a bia with the second husband. Therefore, she go back to the first husband. That's the halacha there. So it's mashma over there. Then no problem. You just leave the baal, the new baal from the kedushin. You don't need to get. So Hasam Nami, Nema, Girish, Zev, Ekidah, Zev, Nusitesh, Jets, Shlev, Eget. People are going to see the Kedushin, they don't know the whole story. They're going to say, look, you can leave someone, even with a Kedushin, you can leave someone out of Get, because it doesn't sound like you don't need a Get from the second one. You just go back to the first Baal. So maybe you need a Get. So if Mar says, that's the case, you need a Get, then how could you go back to the first Baal? The halacha is, if someone divorces his wife marries someone else, and then gets divorced, and he can't remarry her, because Machzik Ushasai. And here, people don't know the whole story. They just think, look, machzik gushasa, see a get. They just think, machzik gushasa. Yochi nim says, machzik gushasa, mishnah sarasa. And for the Gemara, here, it was only an erisin to the second husband. Who said that such thing as machzik gushasa when he only marries someone else with an erisin, then gets divorced? Maybe you need dafka nesu'in. And kervesim and kipra, dama, minna nesu'in, osrov. Now, erisin with teris. Machzik gushasa is only osr if she actually has nesu'in with someone else. From erisin, not. So therefore, you give a get. You have to get, because maybe you don't want to look like it came out free of charge. With a get, how you go back to Valerisha. And Teretz is, because it's only a machzik gushos min ha'erisin, that's not a problem. Vayit Gemara, Mitkani Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Afa pi shenosan la, in that Seifa it says, Afa pi shenosan la acharein get, even though there was a kedushin, even though he gave a get, like pasam lekuna, she's not pasam lekuna. Why not? Because it's not counted a get. Mechal le'bay a get. Di'bay a get. Amay le'pasam akuno. It's mashma. It's not a chiv get. If a chiv get, even with the Rabbanon, then she would become a grusha with the Rabbanon. But it must be that you don't have to give a get. We're saying that in that safe also, you don't say a get, you have to give a get. We're saying you don't have to give a get. Because if you had to give a get, so then it would become pasam akuno. And the Ritva speaks out even more mashma. The Lashon Afa Pisha Nosan L'Achron Get is mashma. You don't have to give a get. So it's clearly you don't have to give a get. So it's back shver. If there's a chshash that people are going to say you married someone, but it's the second husband, and you went out without a get, they're going to think it's a real marriage, and they get out without a get. So if that's true, so then why in the sefer don't you need a get? So the Gemara Ella Sefer Amri Kedusha Tayus Hava. The reason why in the sefer you don't need a get, people will say it's a Kedusha Tayus. What does it mean Kedusha Tayus? So Rashi says it means people will say, oh, he probably made a t'nai, I'm not sure I need kain, I'm a kain, turn into a levi, and therefore they see you go out free. They're not going to say Aish just goes out free without a get. They're going to say there is a special reason because of the tayus. Freit the Gemara, so then Reish and Ami also Ami Nesu tayus. Say also in Reish, it was a Nesu tayus. That in the Reish also, where he remarried with a Nesu into Yankel, to the second husband, they always say you need a get. Why? Just say, go out free and say it was a Ktusha tayus. Now, Rashi, we spoke out, learned that Tais is Amnashi Kain Levi. Tais is asked that if it's that, then you wouldn't have a kash on the ratio, because by Nesuin, someone the Yamaha is in tonight by Nesuin. A person doesn't do a bio without being sure about something, make it tonight. Therefore, the relearn is Pashit. That people will say, because there's people say, oh, there was a story that the husband came back. That's why you don't need to get in the Sefer. So the kash is ratio also. So Gemara says, no. In the ratio, Kansur Abonin, the Meneknas. They made a knas that she needs to get from the second one. This makes it harder for her to get remarried to the third person because she has to get a get from both husbands, and we want to make it hard for her. Therefore, she'll be more medactic. So we give her a knas. Frank Gemara, Sefer Namel Knasu. Sefer also make a knas. And we're raised with David Asura, which she did an Isser, a Bia, Kansur, and we gave a knas. Sefer, love the Asura, like Kansur, a Bonham. And Sefer, when she didn't do an Isser, they didn't make a knas. So Akaponim comes out that you need a get because of a knas. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi's mashma that because we want a cancer, therefore we're choishish. For the people will say that she was married and went out a get. So really, the reason why you got a get is because people shouldn't say you're going out scot-free. Why don't you say Kedusha Tayyus? Teretz is because of a knas. That's how Rashi, the Mashmah, he learns. Rashi, in a few places, always says that the reason why you got a get is because maybe people are going to say that he was married and he went out a get. So I says knas. There's a knas says that Loi Talina Lekula, Rashi is over here. Like, not Talina Lekula, there's a Tayyus. The Muki Yosef, on the other hand, learns like an Ella Knutsuo, which means the reason why you need a Knas is only a pure Knas. And the ratio was she did an Issa, she actually did a Bia, she was the Ace Sister, she did a Bia with someone else, they would give a Knas, she has to get a get. Masha Inkain, in the Sefer, where only Kedushin, you don't need a get. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, In Lo Ksuba, she does not get a Ksuba from either husband. My time, Tekinu L'Rabbanon Ksuba, my time, Tekinu L'Rabbanon Ksuba, why do we always have a Ksuba? Why is there a Din Ksuba for Isha? Kadesh L'Tekala B'Nevel Yitzia. We don't want a husband to just divorce his wife like that. We make it expensive, therefore we won't give a get to his wife. But here, Tekala B'Nevel Yitzia, here we want him to get divorced, therefore we have no reason to have a Ksuba. Ain lo peris la mezoinis lo blois. The lach is, she does not get back the peris he ate after this maiso or the mezoinis that she borrowed for blois. She doesn't get any of that. Why? Because tonight ksuba ksuba dami, all the halachas that are written in ksuba, which is mezainis and belayis and peris, all written in ksuba, and she has no ksuba. Tonight ksuba ksuba dami, the same din as a ksuba, and therefore you get nothing. Not lo mizem is that if she collected the ksuba, they didn't know they gave her the ksuba. The halach is she has to give it back from a pshita, obviously. Maybe since she was typhusit, maybe since she was typhusit already, we don't make knas. Kamash lo, no, bezdin gets involved and takes it away from her. Then it says in the Mishnah havlab mamzer, which says like this. That she was first married to Reuven. Reuven was reported as dead. She married Yankel, and then Reuven comes back. The halacha is teitzim mizem mizem needs a get from both of them, and also if she stays married to either one of Vlad Mamzer, that means she stays married to Yankel. Obviously, is Vlad Mamzer. She's Eishishish, and even if she goes back to her original husband Reuven. Also, it's a Vlad Mamzer with the Rabbana, like we see in the Gemara. We'll talk about it on base. So the Gemara, in order to discuss the Vlad Mamzer, brings in another topic, and we'll come back to Vlad Mamzer. Tanan Hasam is a Mishnah in Truma. It says like this. You have here a bunch of tevel, so chulin tevel, and you have to do afroshes truma semaisris. Afroshes truma. So the halacha is you shouldn't. If there's some of the chulin that's tame, you shouldn't take off truma on that. Why? Because truma can't be eaten. So you're not allowed to take off truma mina tame alatar. Vim tarim if you did it. So it depends. Bishay geg truma se truma. If you did it by mistake, you didn't know it was tame, then it's a good truma. V'meizi loyos v'klum. If you did it by mistake, did it on purpose, it's loyos v'klum. Now what does loyos v'klum mean? It's machlekes amarayim. My loyos v'klum. Omer avchista loyos v'klum kol ikar. It's not chal at all the truma. And even though we'll see, it's really medaraisa a truma tame atar is chal. He said it's not chal at all. Da fila he giruva hadolativli. Even that thing that you took off as afrasha, that alone is tevel. That's what Rav Chista holds. We'll see why in a second. And Rasa Ravisha, no, Loyos Vaklum means like this. Loyos Vaklum is Sakat Shirayim. You weren't Yoitza making your other tour not Tevel anymore. It's still Tevel. You still have to take off Chuma. Aval Chuma have it, but the thing you took off is Chuma because that was Chal Medaraisa. Therefore, it's Chal. But you still have to go do it again because you don't want to make the Kayan lose out. So you have to take Chuma again. So Rav Chista, who said that in the case we did with Mezi, Loyos Vaklum is not even Chal Chuma. Why don't you say like Rav Chista Loyama Krav Nosam Rishu? Why don't you say like Rav Chista say that it's chal and you should take off chuma again? Because he says like this: the Amis have a chuma. If you say it is chuma, zimim the pasha loy mafresh. He's not going to want to mafresh again. He's not going to believe in what you're saying. You're saying you have to mafresh again. What do you mean? It's chuma. You have to mafresh again. It's chuma. So therefore, he's not going to believe it. Therefore, the only way to make him do chuma again is by making vavatal the chuma that he took off. How that happens, we'll see on base how you lie to do that. So first of all, the kash from other places. So according to Rav Chista, what it means is it's not chal at all. Why? Because a warrior dimel pashal le mafresh. Why is it different than the following Mishnah in Trumas? Different Mishnah in Trumas Paragimel that says that Torah Kishois Venimtzes Mara. Someone is doing Truma on Kishois, which means the cucumbers or gourds, and Venimtzes Mara. And it turned out it was a sour Kishois, was not edible. Or Avtiach, who's taking watermelons, taking a melons, is taking off of Truma Semaitis Truma Venimtzes Seruach, and it turned out it was spoiled. The halacha is it's Chal. It's Truma, v'yachsav yachum. You have to do it again. So here it says that it's Chal. So what does Rav Chisda do with this? The first Mishnah says that the Truma is Chal, just do it again. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not Kasha. There was a Shaygi. It says that Tarim, it was Nimtzes Mara, it was a Shaygi. Shaygi amazik haramis, Shaygi lo avadei surah. By Shaygi, he didn't do it on purpose. It was a mistake. So there, even though it's Truma, he'll redo it again. He'll redo the Truma. He's not going to believe in it. He's a shaygi. He's a good person, this guy. He's not a lachis. He'll do it. Listen to the chazal. Mashenki, in the case of Tomei Altar, was going on in a case of Mazid. But lo yasal klom. There, the guy is not a good person. So there, he's not going to believe in it if you say it's chal. Shaygi, are you asking Kasha? Shaygi, Mazid Karama Shaygi, like Avasura. Mazid Kama Asura, if he's not going to listen. Freitag Gemara, ask you a shaygig ha-shaygig yourself. Rei m'shaygig ha-shaygig, ha-chag tani m'shaygig chumas chumah. Here it says by tumah, that if you do it by shaygig, it's chal. And ha-sum tani, and says now by the kishois, we just learned, that by shaygig, you have to redo it. It's not chumas chumah, it's chumas chumah. And body case, I'm talking about, you don't have to do it again. Here you have to do it again. So, the ha-chag tani m'shaygig chumas chumah, by tami al-tar, it says, it's good chumah, you don't have to take it again. Ha-sum tani chumah, reacts to you have to do it again. By the case of Torim Kishois, there it's a little bit of a Karvel Mezid. The Barley Lamitame, you should have tasted it to make sure it's not spoiled or not sour. So therefore, it's more closer to a Mezid, therefore we make you do it again. I can ask me, heck, you taste it. It's terrible. So Taisus the Maskal Bayele, the bottom is tiny Taisus, Esther Kasha. It says, Kaloima Yafresh al Mashu Mine Ubeg, you first take a chuma on a little piece and just taste it, and then see if this is ready for chuma. According to Rav Chisda, means that nothing is chal. And Hosam Tanan, we have another Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's something called the Otzus Nakov, Otzus Ein Nakov. Otzus Nakov is something, a flower part that has a hole. That's considered the deraisa of the chi of Chuma. Ein Nakov has no hole, no unika, but the deraisa is not chayim in Chuma. So it says, it's Chuma, but you have to do it again. So what do you see? Even though you have to do it again, we allow it to be Chuma. And there was a purpose. There was on purpose. So you see that it is chal, and we're not worried. He's not going to listen to you. So the Gemara is different. Betray money tzayis, bechamar letzayis. In such a case, he listens. Why does he listen? Because there he understands there's two separate things. One's nakav, one's ein nakav, and therefore he understands the difference, and therefore he'll listen to you. And even though you told him it's truma, he'll do it again. Masha inkein by one flower pot, one place where there's truma, he's not going to believe in it. He says, it's chal truma, why should I take again? Therefore, he's not going to believe in it. So, that's where Rav Chisda's sheet. Rav Chisda's law, so it means nothing is chal, and we had a few kashas and we explained the tariffs to that. But Nasa Rav says that it is truma, but yachsu av yitrim. When you take tamei al-tar, it's truma, but yachsu av yitrim, and it's mashma, the truma that's truma tamei, you give it to the kohen, he can use it as regular, because it's chal. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? The following Mishnah in Demai that says, if you took off Chuma from a Nakov, which is Chayiv and Chuma, on a Ptur, on an Enoch, which is Potter, the Loch is Chumas or Chuma, it's Chal the Chuma, but it's not Chal, you shouldn't eat it until you take a chuma on this chuma alone. Why? Because chuma wasn't chal madaraisa, because it was a machiev al aptur. You took a machiev on something that's part, it's not really chayev, in the chal chuma, so really it's tevel madaraisa. Therefore, you have to take off on a chuma ma'is makamacha. So here also, by us, with a chuma tamei al atar, why we're allowing a chuma tamei to kain and use it for fuel? The luck is you can't use tevel, you can't burn tevel for fuel. So obviously it's chal chuma. So why is it chal by chuma? And here he's saying it's not chal. So it says a partial teretz. Shani Hocha by Tmeya and Tahira is Taka the Midraisa Chuma Mayasi. Midraisa is a good Chuma. Kidrabaloy, don't have a loy. Minayan Tahira Mina Ra al Yafa Chumasa Chuma. How do you know that if someone's Tahira Mina Ra on a Yafa from bad on good, that's Chal Chuma Midraisa, the Chsiv, Loisisu, Lav Chet, Ben Rikam, is Chal Menu. You shouldn't be over Chet while taking off Chuma. Vim Ink Hodesh, if it's not Chal, see his Chet Lama, what's the see his Chet? Mekal, Tahira Mina Ra al Yafa, Chumasa Chuma. You see from here, you take from the no good on the good, let's say, Atame al Tar, it's Chal, the Chumasa Chuma. So that's the Chilik, Fidus Vadiyama. Avada Chumas Chal, Madaraisa. And therefore you can eat it. And you just have to take again. But because nokav ani nokav, there it's not chal medraisa, because chiyav al ptur, it's part of medraisa there, the ani nokav, there it's not chal chuma medraisa, therefore you have to take off chuma on menei obey again, on the own chuma you took off, you have to redo it because it's not good chuma. So ad kan, the Mishnah and Shumas that says that if you take a tome al atar, it says b'meiz le'asal eklum, and it's makloikas. So Chissa says it's not chal at all, and you have to do it again. And Rav Nosson, Rav Isha says that the Rav Nosson, Rav Isha says that it's chal, but you have to do it again. But it is chal, the chumah.